From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today is an amazing mandolin player, pretty amazing guitar player, singer, and songwriter who has just released a new record called 25 Trips on Rounder. Sierra Hall joins me from Nashville. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. It's nice to chat with you for the very first time. Thanks for doing this.
You too. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
I know we were working on actually trying to get you physically to stop by and visit us back in April on your West Coast swing, but that West Coast swing kind of didn't really happen, did it?
It certainly did not. No, we put this record out and had a big tour planned around it, including coming out your way. And yeah, then all the crazy events of 2020 kind of unfolded and the world kind of shut down. So,
do you have a new fence?
I have a new fence, actually. Yes, it's a brand new fence. As though 2020 couldn't get any crazier, we've had storms and we had a tornado right before the pandemic here in Nashville. That was just, you know, devastating. And thankfully, I didn't have any damage during that. But then there was another storm that happened just a couple months back. And we lost two trees and it totally destroyed our fence. So, but hey, yeah. Didn't get our house, barely missed my vehicle. So we're counting our blessings, all the crazy things that are happening, you know, considered.
Looking forward to 2021 for sure, I bet.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're in Nashville now, and Tennessee is where you're from, right? You grew up in Tennessee?
Yeah, I grew up about 2 hours northeast of Nashville, just, you know, south of the Kentucky border, a little town called Byrdstown.
And you started playing really early. There was a video that you posted on social media the other day, and I can't remember the tune that you were working on, but you're basically like sitting, reclining in a chair, casually swinging your foot with like a Converse Chuck Taylor, just completely melting faces. And my reaction to that was, how much work has been put in since you were 8 years old to get to the point where you are now?
Oh man, well, it's been a lifetime of working at music, and I fell in love with it just immediately. You know, I picked up the mandolin when I was 8 and got into bluegrass music, and my dad was really into it too, so we started going to all these festivals, and just I really felt like I was brought into the community as much as anything, as the music itself, you know. And so I kind of fell in love with just the whole atmosphere of it, the camaraderie of being able to sit in a circle and jam with people, and I think, you know, that inspired me to keep going as much as loving the music.
I mean, why mandolin? I mean, you were small. It was small. Is it that simple? Because fiddle was really the first thing put in your hands, right?
Yeah. So I got the fiddle for Christmas because I don't know why I thought fiddle would be a good idea. I think because, you know, at some point my granny said, I really love to hear a fiddle. Would you like to play the fiddle? And I said, yeah, sure. And so my dad had gotten a mandolin. He was learning to play a little bit. We lived next door to my great uncle who was self-taught on mandolin and fiddle and guitar and, you know, wasn't a virtuosic player at all. I mean, I don't even know if he really knew that many chords, but he could play little melodies and he just always had an instrument in his hand. So I remember seeing him play fiddle when I was really young. And then as my dad got into it and we started getting into, you know, bluegrass music, it just, you know, fiddle seemed like, yeah, sure, why not? There's all these fiddle tunes and things like that to learn. So my brother was learning to play guitar and at the time a little bit of banjo. So I just wanted to play an instrument too because I wanted to be just like him. You know, he's my older brother. So I got the fiddle for Christmas. It was just too big for me to be able to handle and because it was a full size. So my dad taught me a tune on the mandolin instead and said, we'll get you a smaller fiddle, but they're tuned alike. So I ended up learning my first tune really on the mandolin, and I just fell in love with the instrument and never really looked back.
So this new record, 25 Trips, this is now your fourth full length for Rounder. And in reading about it, you have mentioned that it is an album that reflects back on, is it your first quarter century on the planet or is it specifically about your 25th year?
I think any music you make kind of reflects your life experience thus far, you know, like including the whole spectrum. But I think there was really something that I was writing songs, and some of the songs were written, you know, even after we started the record. I went back and wrote some more songs like Everybody's Talking or How Long. There's a few on there that were kind of written after the fact. But the bulk of the songs were inspired kind of in that period of from when my previous album, Weighted Mind, came out till we started working on this album, and there was something about the year 25 that I sort of realized there was this theme kind of happening and running through, you know, the thread of these songs that sort of was the push and pull of at times feeling like, okay, I'm really over it, whatever, you know, I think probably like a lot of us are feeling in 2020. Some of us are like, okay, like we were just laughing saying, okay, 2021, we're looking forward to that, you know, whatever that is. But I think there's also something to be said about, you know, we all kind of have those feelings sometimes, but then there's also something to be said about being in the midst of this really beautiful season and being able to be present in the moment and not kind of wishing, you know, that you could hurry and get to the next thing, which, you know, I think when you're a driven person or a motivated person, you're always kind of like keeping an eye ahead of you and always trying to work towards something that, you know, occasionally I find myself, you know, sometimes not savoring the moment enough. And so, you know, I think there's themes of both sides of that coin on this record about trying to be present, but also that sort of annoying feeling of just kind of being in between and ready to kind of move on to the next thing.
I would love to hear some music. Are you going to play just solo with mandolin today, or how are you doing this?
Yeah. Going to play solo mandolin. Just me here at home. Right. So,
What do you want to start with?
I'll play the title track, 25 Trips.
Fantastic. This is Sierra Hull on JPR Live Sessions.
Trips around the sun is long enough to make a fool out of anyone. I've tried to keep my head on straight to navigate the fate. I've done my best to wait, but the clock is back up on the wall, and even if I choose to look away, the hand will fall and the time will just keep ticking. Slow down, this is the best day of my life right now. Oh, hello time, are you listening? If I close my eyes, I'll be missing it. If you hear me, will you slow down? If you hear me, will you slow
called 25 Trips. It's the title track from the brand new album out on Rounder Records of Sierra Hull. She's my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. Well, one significant event, Sierra, for you recently was a wedding. You married a fellow bluegrass musician, Justin Moses. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
How has married life and being married to someone who is in the exact same situation you are right now as a performing artist changed your perspective and life?
Well, I think our entire, you know, time together has been, you know, we've been musicians, we've been touring musicians, so we've always been pretty independent and used to, you know, traveling and having time apart and, you know, kind of just being very flexible with our schedules and things like this. And honestly, being in this situation, I went from, you know, the tour we had planned was going to be really busy. The first half of the year was already a little busy, but was really about to get busy with the release of this record. And so I was kind of prepping for not being able to see him very much, you know, for a couple months. And, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, times that he might be able to fly out, you know, to the West Coast and come spend an off day with me or something like that, you know, in between his schedule. Yeah. And so, you know, we're used to that. We're dedicated to the work we do, and we love it. And he's very supportive, and I'm supportive of him. But yeah, there's times where we have like all this time apart. And so we went from thinking we weren't going to see each other very much to actually being able to be together more than we've ever been together. And there's been something really beautiful about that time too, that, you know, kind of took an unexpected turn of instead of being apart more than usual, we're getting to be together. So that's been nice. We got a little garden going in the back, and, you know, we put a puzzle together the other day, and we're doing stuff that we don't really ever have a chance to do. In addition to, you know, still trying to create music and do that, it's just work looks quite different.
Yeah. Well, speaking of things that you don't normally do, your previous records have all generally been sort of live feel, you know, just like straight band performing acoustically for the most part. This one, not so much. And you have talked about this being an intentional change of direction for you to try to do something a little bit more creative and out of character for you. Tell me about that process and what were you trying to accomplish?
Well, I think I went into this record being quite open about what it might look like on the other end of it. But one thing I did know is that, I wanted to experiment a little bit. I wanted to be able to play multiple instruments on some of the things that I had written just because it felt like it made sense on some of the things. And there was, you know, harmony ideas and stuff that I felt like would make sense for me to just go in and layer. So, you know, I stacked a bunch of my own harmonies and played multiple instruments on this record. And I had done a little bit of that, but definitely more in the live feel context, you know, where maybe I might play one other thing or maybe sing like one other harmony, but not necessarily like going in and stacking, you know, seven vocals against my lead or things like that, which I kind of played around with a little bit more on this record. And then instrumentation-wise, the album before this, Way to Mind, kind of pulled me out of the bluegrass instrumentation that I had mostly been working within on my previous two albums, but by stripping everything away. So it wasn't a different instrumentation in terms of, you know, something really crazy. It was still mandolin and bass, but you know, I think it opened up the soundscape a little bit just by having all this space and allowed me to take a different approach to the songs. And I felt like since this was also just a batch of original songs, they weren't really written necessarily to be bluegrass songs, you know, so there were a lot of different ways we could have approached recording this particular set of songs, but we kind of just went into it, and some of the songs we built from the ground up and just started with me and layered things, and then later added, you know, drums to some things or, you know, various musicians, fiddle, cello, different things like that. But then there are a few tracks that we did go in with, you know, like Stuart Duncan and Brian Sutton and, you know, like actually have that more of that familiar instrumentation, but kind of with a more live feel, but a different approach than, say, some of my bluegrass stuff that I've done in the past. So I felt really at home doing that and working with those guys, you know, because they're, you know, the musicians I've listened to my whole life. And so it was fun to kind of get back to that as well, because on Weighted Mind, everything was so stripped down, to have a few tracks that really felt like that bluegrass ensemble, but then to also have some tracks that were very much not that, or, you know, layered kind of effects and things like that. And then there's a track on there, like the next song I'm going to play live here for you, is a track called Everybody's Talking, which is, we basically recorded it very much like what you're going to hear.
I can't wait to hear another tune. There is one song on the record I want to ask you about before we hear another song, though.
Sure.
It's a song called Beautifully Out of Place. And in an interview, you mentioned that that song was motivated by something that your husband said to you. He said, I believe in you, so you're just going to have to learn to believe in yourself. Now, I'm thinking, you were considered a musical prodigy, now musical virtuoso. You had a Carnegie Hall performance when you were 12. You signed a record deal when you were 13. You've won multiple IBMA awards. Really? You're
oh,
not
man.
Believing in yourself?
Oh.
Everybody else does.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. I think that, you know, as musicians, you really pour this like deep part of your heart and soul into trying to make music. And there's a real vulnerability that comes with that, you know? And I think that I've always wanted to be more, you know, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. And I think like that's the thing that kind of, I think, motivates us as musicians to keep trying to grow and learn, you know, that you never are just kind of like, cool, I got this, you know, I'm made it or I'm there. And I think that as I've tried to figure out what my direction is, and I think sometimes, though I'm happy that I'm in a place where I have a lot of options to explore, it's also really hard to know sometimes, like, if you should trust yourself that you're moving in the right direction, because there's a lot of different directions one could go. You know, it takes a certain amount of confidence to perform and to play at all. So it's not like I don't believe in myself at all, but I just think, you know, we always have to kind of remind ourselves of that. You know, it's okay to feel like you know what you're doing sometimes. It's okay to, you know.
Well, speaking of what is coming next, what's coming next for us today? What do you want to play next? And what can you tell me about it?
Yeah, so I'll play the song I was talking about earlier. It's a song called Everybody's Talking. I wrote this after we had already started working on the record. And I just sat down with a guitar one day and this kind of fell out. So we decided to record it very much like what you're going to hear today. Just guitar and vocals.
Right on.
So.
Fantastic. This is Sierra Hull playing live for us today on JPR Live Sessions. It's gonna go
won't be like I said. So why should I worry at all? All I can do is move along, take it day by day, one step then another, till I discover the road I'm supposed to take. But everybody's talking, but nobody knows what they're talking about. It's all gonna go like it's gonna go, and there's nothing I can do about it now.
That's fantastic. Everybody's Talking is the name of that tune. Sierra Hall joins me from her home in Nashville on today's JPR Live session from afar. She's released a brand new record on Rounder called 25 Trips, and you can find information at sierrahall.com. One of the things that you did during this pandemic shutdown was participate in a virtual TED conference.
Yeah.
Tell me how that came about, and what were you talking about specifically?
Well, so there's this thing that happens that the TED folks put on every year. You know, they do TED Talks all around the country, but this is their official conference, the TED Conference, and it happens in Vancouver every year. And I actually, as soon as the biggest part of the 25 Trips tour was over, near the end of April, we were going to Vancouver for a couple days to perform at the official conference. And so we already had this on the schedule, and I was so excited because it's, you know, it's amazing people from all over the world. And so I thought, wow, what a fascinating thing to get to be part of. And I was really excited. And they have a musical guest every year. So in between their actual TED Talks, they have, you know, whatever, 15 minutes of music. It was going to be short, you know, just a few songs. But everything had to cancel, unfortunately, so we didn't actually get to do it. Yeah. But they did do an amazing job at being able to pull together a virtual version. So essentially, I just, you know, got to perform live via, you know, a live stream as part of their virtual TED conference. So I ended up just doing one song solo at home, which folks can see on their website. But I played Beautifully Out of Place. And it was really funny because the theme, they always have a theme every year. And the theme this year all along was going to be Uncharted. And so I thought, wow, what a perfect title, you know, because truly everything they had to do with creating this whole virtual online thing was pretty uncharted territory for even them, you know, some of the most innovative folks around. So yeah, it was amazing to get to be part of. I am bummed that we couldn't, you know, do it in person and get to meet that way. But it was really cool to get to be part of that, for sure.
Well, I'm going to leave today with the thought that you were able to use your virtual TED conference performance as a dress rehearsal for this today.
Exactly.
Hey, will you play us one more tune? I'd love to hear another song.
Absolutely, yeah. I'll play you another track off the record. This is one called How Long.
Swallow the ink. riding on you right now. Hold your breath and jump out. Don't look back and don't ask how. You pray tonight to see a sign of him with stars above. But now it's time to roll the light. Don't pass the moment up. How long, how far, how bad does it have to get? How long, how come you ain't ready to go there yet? As much as I love you and wanna help, there's some things you gotta do for yourself.
That is Sierra Hull. It's a song called How Long, played live from her home in Nashville. It's taken from the new record called 25 Trips out on Rounder. SierraHull.com is the website you can visit for more information. Sierra, thanks again for doing this. It's been a pleasure to chat with you and hear you play and sing for us.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate the support, and thanks for playing songs off the record, and I hope that we'll get to meet in person in the future.
That would be lovely.